Okay, so here's some productivity tips for you. These productivity tips are especially for if you're working on two stores at the same time. Okay, a lot of people just getting into this game, you want to scale it crazy, so you're thinking one, two, three stores at the same time, that kind of stuff. Just understand that having more than one store at the same time can be quite time consuming. With that said, you can do it. You just have to make sure that you have things well organized and that you don't make some simple mistakes that I'm going to go over here so that you can try to avoid those. Okay, number one, keep everything really well organized in spreadsheets. I keep a separate spreadsheet for each store and each website that I have, whether it goes for dropship stores, affiliate sites, I have a spreadsheet for Kindle books, separate spreadsheets. Okay, that's really good. And when you have spreadsheets, you can keep a tab for your accounts, you can keep a tab for every single process. And one of the main reasons I keep spreadsheets is because I can have a way for my freelancers to go through and actually fill in the blanks to get steps done. And with my course, what I do is I provide those templates, the same exact templates I use, to the members, and I show you how to use them. So that's why I use spreadsheets, is because it keeps things organized. Spreadsheets is also, like Google Sheets, for instance, is what I use. Google Sheets is free. It's accessible through the internet, through Google. So you just need a Google account, a free Gmail account, or you can use, a G Suite account if you want to set that up for your business. But Google Sheets is great, and it's simple and it's quick. And the great thing about Google Sheets is that it automatically updates as you're updating it, so it automatically saves it. You don't have to, you won't like forget to save it, and then it won't save it, and your computer crashes or something. You lose all your work, right? It'll saves as you go, which is really cool. Okay, Google Sheets is also really simple to use. It's basically a software program to create software programs. So think of it as a way for you to have a software program for almost anything. You can use it for accounting, you can use it for organization, you can use it for processes, systems. You can use it for, having an online course for your, assistants or whatever. I mean, you can use it for any kind of thing for organization. Okay, so use Sheets, get used to spreadsheets, learn how to use spreadsheets if you don't know how to. I learned, how to use Excel in a Udemy course that was free and also through YouTube a long time ago. And I learned just some really simple equations that really help you, like especially with accounting. If you just learn the sum of equation, you can learn how to do equal sum and then, hyphen. And anyways, just go to YouTube and search, Excel training or something like that, free Excel training. Go to Udemy and buy a course. Learn how to use Microsoft Excel. Trust me, it's going to be worth it. You're going to use it in all facets of your business. It'll save you a lot of money. You don't have to pay for software, other types of expensive software. You can use it for all sorts of things. Okay. The other thing I like to do alongside that is to keep a really well-organized Gmail inbox by using labels and filters. Okay, so, when you get emails coming in all the time, they might come from different places. Some are from suppliers, some are from customers, some are from, partners, influencers, whatever. You want to be able to organize all those into labels, which are going to create a sidebar full of labels for you. You can look back on, and then you can create filters in Gmail that automatically add the labels to those emails. And some emails you really don't need, and so you can just automatically have it skip the inbox and archive it, which is really cool. And some emails you do, so you want to make sure it's important or starred as soon as it comes in. Okay, so keep an organized Gmail inbox as well. And, one of the best things you can do is just archive an email when it's finished. Okay, have a system so that you star something when, you get it in when it's a big deal, when it needs to be taken care of. You can't, and then you unstar it when it's taken care of, and you archive it and you label it and put it under that filter. So if you have a system in place for dealing with Gmail, you can go really smoothly. And Gmail can basically be your entire CRM system. And CRM stands for Customer Relationship Management, if you don't know. Okay, so keep things neatly organized in your business and your personal life. This thing goes as well, especially for personal finance. If you keep a budget on a regular basis, you know how much you're making, you know how much you're spending, you know how much you have to spend, you'll have a lot less stress in your life, okay? If you don't have a budget, you don't know how much money you're making, you don't know how much you're spending, more likely or not, you're going to go into debt, or you're just going to be stressed out, okay? Business is all about numbers. You've got to know your numbers. You got to know how much money you're making, how much money you're spending. You also got to know your numbers, like your traffic, your conversion rate, your all these different numbers you'll get from Google Ads, Google Analytics, Shopify Analytics, things like that, okay? All right, number two, especially when you're doing multiple stores at the same time with Shopify, with apps, things like that, things can get mixed up. So just really try to make sure you don't mix up accounts when you're setting them up and running them and stuff like that. Because sometimes if you do that, they'll get linked to the wrong store. There's so many different accounts you have to set up to make one of these businesses really good and profitable and cash flowing. So make sure that you keep things separate. What I usually like to do is use incognito browsers in Chrome. to make sure that Chrome does not think that I'm in one store or another. So I'll have one store open in an incognito browser and a separate one in another incognito browser, and that way those accounts that are open in those browsers aren't going to be linked to each other at all. Okay, so it's a really good way to keep things separated. And speaking of separation, going back to the finance stuff, keep your finances separate. Okay, so don't use personal cards for business. Don't use business cards for personal. And you start making a lot of money, it's a really good idea to hire a bookkeeper, and definitely a good idea to hire an accountant at least to do your taxes at the end of the year. Okay, because when it comes to bookkeeping and taxes, it's really difficult and the pain in the butt to do it all yourself. You can do it yourself. I did that for many years, but eventually I realized how much of a pain in the butt it is, how much stress it caused me, and also how much time it took, and that I realized my time is much better spent in other places. So now I pay for a full-time bookkeeping service, and I also have my taxes done. Okay. So number three, run split tests on one store. Okay, and if that works, then you can apply it to your other stores. Don't run split tests on multiple stores at the same time. Generally speaking, target markets are going to be different, yes, but more likely than not, one split test on one store is probably going to have a similar effect on another one. Okay, when it comes to like colors or placement, sizing, things like that, little website features, user experience stuff, run a bunch of split tests on one, and then you can apply it all to another store, and I almost can guarantee that that's going to increase your conversion rate on the other store, just like it did your first one, okay? Split tests are something I do all the time. Sometimes they work out, sometimes they don't. It's just one of those things. When we find something that works, we just tend to stick with it. I don't try to change things too much, because when I try to change things, oftentimes things get broken. But split tests are really important, especially in the beginning when you're trying to figure out what works best for your target market, okay? Because every target market's different, especially if there's like a big age difference, or if there's a big gender, completely different gender, or just whatever, the branding, the messaging can all have a big impact on that. Okay, let's see here. Number five, every site you build needs to become an authority site if it's going to be profitable long term. Okay, keep this in mind. And what I mean by authority is that you have a lot of content on your website. You have to have content on every page. And good content, not just like blah, blah, blah content, fluff, but like actually meaningful content, content people are going to want to read, okay? And content also in the form of multimedia, pictures and videos as well. But content is going to make you more professional and more of an authority in the eye of your customer. Every single website needs that. You can't really start a website and be highly profitable long term without content, just running ads to a website that has copied content. It might work, here and there, but it's just not going to work long term, and you're definitely not going to get much free traffic doing things that way either. All right, you also need solid branding. So take a look at your target market, understand like who they are, look at your competitors, look at what they do, model your competitors, never copy your competitors. That just makes you look really lame, and especially to the suppliers and the customers, they get really confused. Why does your website look like the other one they just looked at? So they think you're like affiliated or something. So never copy competitors. I think that's really lame. I have a lot of people copy my stores in the past, and it's just really strange. Like, you got to be creative, be unique, set yourself apart from the other competitors. People will see that and they'll actually buy more from you because you're better than them. Okay, so be unique and be better, and always be optimizing. Try to find ways to raise your conversion rate, raise your average order value, raise your customer lifetime value. There's lots of ways to do this, and you definitely need to think about that constantly. Okay, all right, number six. This is a really good one too. Keep all your passwords stored in LastPass or a similar tool, so it's easy to log into any account at any time. LastPass is really nice. It comes with a Google Chrome extension, and you can store all of your logins in a secure place. And when you go to that login screen, it'll automatically pop up a little button. You just press it, and sometimes it even pre-fills your info right there, and you just log in. So you don't have to remember passwords, and you don't have to go back to your spreadsheet all the time to get passwords. Sometimes you still do, because some accounts are really funky, but for the most part, 95% of the accounts will be then taken care of for you. And if you change it and update your password, a little pop-up thing will say update LastPass. So LastPass is really cool, LastPass. Go check that out. Next one is use Google Chrome extensions to make your life easier. So LastPass, they have a Google Chrome extension. There's a lot more Google Chrome extensions as well. I've got a lot on my Google Chrome browser. I use Google Chrome, by the way. There's an extension for color picking, Grammarly, which is a grammar checking tool, TubeBuddy for YouTube, One called Go Full Page, which is one where you can take a screenshot of any full page of a website. I have a Chrome extension for Adblock, which is really, you know, nice. Momentum is just a thing for your screensaver. I just talked about LastPass. Loom, L-O-O-M, is for recording videos, which is really neat. SEO Extensions, which is a tool for KW Finder, which is nice to have. Image Downloader, Friend Filter for Facebook. Koala Inspector, it's a way to inspect Shopify sites. Keywords Everywhere is really cool, obviously. If you don't know about that, definitely get that. KD Spies for Kindle. Ivacy VPN, they have a Chrome extension, makes it really easy to get into it. Anyway, so there's a lot of different Chrome extensions that you should use and definitely are going to help your productivity. But the next thing is use bookmarks, okay? Bookmarks with your browser make it really easy to get quick access to links when you need them. All your links for, you know, Shopify, your spreadsheet, your store, your ad account, your analytics, everything. You don't need to dig into your spreadsheet, get the link, copy and paste to your browser, you just click it right there. I bookmark everything and I make it into really short one letter things. I can tell by the icon and the letter what exactly it is, and I just can click it, open it, boom, there. So that really helps with productivity. All right, guys, one more here. Always be outsourcing. This is the hardest one, but it is the most important one. Outsourcing is the only way you're going to free up your time as you move forward with your business. Okay, business can consume your entire life if you do not outsource your work. And if you do outsource your work, you can actually live a normal life, and your business can grow a lot too and provide an income for your whole team while your team provides you with a normal life because they're going to be doing your work for you. And it's even more important on things that you absolutely need to be doing that you either don't like doing or just don't want to do. Okay, you need to be good at it enough to train them well at it. Okay, so understand what you're training before you train, and you know, so on and so forth. Like, you actually have to know how to do it and then you outsource it. But if you don't like doing it, if it's a redundant task, you just don't want to, you don't feel like doing it, definitely hire somebody to do it for you. I recommend hiring people in the Philippines. They speak English really well. They're very smart. You can find some great ones through Upwork, online jobs. I've even heard like Manila Craigslist, I guess, works, but I've never tried that myself. I use online jobs to find all my people. And then once I found some good people, I just asked them for referrals, and I found a ton of great referrals, okay? So always be outsourcing by creating training first to do the things that are redundant for your business. You'll grow your business a lot in the long term. Yes, you're going to be paying people, but that's going to actually allow you to live a normal life. You'll actually be able to go on vacation, you know, even completely get off Wi-Fi for weeks at a time, and they'll still be running your business for you. But you need to keep tabs on your business and make sure that you have all your bases covered and you have your training good enough. And, you know, people are people. They get sick sometimes. They make mistakes. So just be a good person, be a good manager, be a leader in your business. Okay, take responsibility for things that happen. If your VA makes a mistake, for instance, don't get mad at them about it. You know, take responsibility. Say, okay, maybe I didn't train you well enough. Or, you know, if it was just a simple mistake, you know, okay, well, just don't make it again, you know, blah, blah, blah. And if a VA keeps making the same mistakes over and over again or shows a bad attitude, you should fire them right away and find a better VA, because there's lots of VAs out there that have really good attitude, and you got to find A players for your business. I wasted a lot of time in the early years of outsourcing my business with B players and C players, people that had kind of bad attitudes or didn't really do good work. And now I know exactly the type of personality that people have when they're A players versus when they're B or C players and not good people. And it just kind of comes with experience, but also you can kind of, you know, understand that people that have a good attitude are going to be more likely to be more friendly through communication and communicate faster and get work done faster and, you know, be more on the ball and stuff like that. So just the way people act in a timely manner can tell you whether they have a good attitude or not. And that's kind of, you know, it's sort of a feeling thing. But if you can get that understanding and get that emotional intelligence, then you can actually begin to hire some really good people for your team. Always be outsourcing. Last one, which I think is actually one of the most important things, is put your phone away while you're working, okay? Sometimes you absolutely need your phone to, like, you know, communicate, but usually when you're working on your laptop especially, you don't need your phone, okay? If your phone is right here, it's going to be a distraction. You're going to pick it up, you're going to go to Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat or Twitter, whatever the heck you do, YouTube, okay? So if you put your phone, what I do is I like to put my phone behind my laptop so I can't see it. That tends to put it out of sight and thus out of my mind, and I don't get distracted by social media, and I'm 100% into my computer, okay? So it really helps. And the other thing too is also you can put some good music on. I like to listen to classical music while I work. Sometimes I like to listen to house music. Sometimes I like to listen to, like, you know, like Rage Against the Machine, like hard rock. It really depends on the mood I'm in, but just listen to some music that's good for the mood that you're in so that you can stay focused on the work that you're doing. And have a goal that you set every single day. Know what you want to do that day. Like, what I usually do is keep a huge to-do list of all the different things. If I think of something, I put it in my to-do list, okay? I have like this mile-long to-do list, and I try to organize it, you know, into sections. But I try to break down, like, what's the most important thing I could be doing and what's the most urgent thing I could be doing, and try to find the intersection of urgent and important. Try to get the urgent stuff done first, obviously, but also mix that with the important stuff, because if you can get the most important things done, your business is more likely to grow and scale and be more manageable in the long run. As opposed to if you just focus on urgent stuff and then maybe focus on other stuff that's not as important because it's more dramatic or, you know, pulls your attention away, that kind of stuff. So I try to choose the one big thing every single day to work on, and that really helps me with my productivity. Okay, so I hope these tips helped you guys today. And if they did, definitely let me know in the comments section and let me know, you know, follow me on YouTube and the podcast. And yeah. Definitely get into ecommerceparadise.com, guys. I've been posting tons of content there. There's all sorts of new blog posts. You know, there's free niches list, free mini course. Of course, I have my main masterclass. I have turnkey stores. I also am bringing back my business in a box service as well. So if you guys want help building a business, you can go to ecommerceparadise.com, get all the information there, or write me a message and let me know. Okay. Thanks so much. And let me do a quick check of the comments section here. Got a nice comment there from Zane saying, true, thanks buddy, thanks for tuning in at this time. And yeah guys, if you guys are interested, join my Facebook group, just facebook.com/groups/ecommerceparadise, I believe that's what it is, or just go to ecommerceparadise.com/group, that'll take you there too. That's the free group, and if you join my masterclass, you'll get access to the members only group as well. Okay, thanks so much for tuning in, and I'll see you in the next one.